This is Senator Al Simpson. It's Jake with me if a guy wants to be in the American Civil Liberties Union, but membership darn sure indicates support for the ACLU's positions, and that matters when it comes to a presidential candidate. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, when you Democrats are rooting around in the qualifications of Reagan nominees of every stripe, you dig into every nook and cranny of their entire existence. Your crew always looks piously and cautiously at all organizations that person ever belonged to. And boy, then you cry foul when we point out that old Michael Dukakis is a member of the ACLU. Double standards ever bother you? The ACLU takes on the cause of notorious child pornographers and wants to remove the "under God" phrase from our dollar bills. They are so far left of most Americans. I was once a member, but I quit in 1961 when I was appalled and disgusted by the direction they were headed. If you and your bosom pal Dukakis are so currently proud of your membership in the ACLU, then just say so.
Al, I hate to see you dust off your stormtrooper uniform. You need a refresher course in the Constitution. If we didn't have an ACLU, the country would have to invent it. When you're not pandering to presidential politics, Al, even you would agree with the vast majority of their priorities. If you think the ACLU is out of the mainstream, Al, then you probably think the Bill of Rights is too. We're talking about fundamental principles of American democracy, freedom of speech, separation of church and state, the right to vote, the right to be free of discrimination because of sex or race, the right to privacy, the right against self-incrimination, the right to a jury trial, and the right to be free from arbitrary searches and other police state tactics. Ironically, as a result of the recent controversy, ACLU membership is up. That speaks well of the American people and their rejection of know-nothing Al Simpson's assault on civil liberties. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Real Welfare Reform. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.